K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer for another edition of the PPPD edition of this podcast. The Purple Project Podcast is the name of this Kansas State podcast covering all things Kansas State athletics here in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm recording this on early evening of Tuesday, August 23rd, 2022. This will go up immediately here in another hour or so in prime time. That's right, folks. All right, so we just don't cover just football and basketball. We try to cover all things K-State. You've been following us for quite a while. We appreciate your support. If you're new to the show, make sure you like what you're listening to. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast and tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Obviously, you joined us this summer and like what you heard. I appreciate your support, obviously. I also do this with my co-host Alex Aiden on the weekly edition of Triple P. You'll catch us again later on this week. Our third annual predictions podcast, looking at the K-State football team and their schedule, picking out our record for this upcoming year, which is coming up in almost a week and a half, folks. So it is coming fast. K-State football's around the corner. Soccer hitting the road, following a, you want to call it a loss and a draw, a split, without getting a win. Boom, we got the volleyball kicking off this weekend with the K-State Invitational. It's going to be here in Manhattan, Kansas. Three games in Bramlage Coliseum there. So a lot going on. Cross country beginning next weekend as well. I think men's golf is going to be starting pretty soon as well, along with the ladies, I believe, as well. We'll double check in on that, hopefully within the next coming days as well. There's just so much going on. You want to make sure you tune in to the Purple Project Podcast for the latest on K-State Athletics, which gets us to men's basketball. My goodness, what an impression Jerome Tang has had on this city. This college town, I should say, Manhattan, Kansas, right? This guy had no ties whatsoever to Kansas State. And you've heard, if you've been listening all summer long to this podcast, we've raved about Jerome Tang and what he's done with this roster so many times already without even playing not even a damn preseason game. I'll take it as far as that. Not even go as much as a scrimmage or a first game yet, but it's coming. Like I said on one of the episodes last week of the podcast, it's coming. We're going to know for sure, but you got to give it to him in particularly for what he has done, pretty much throwing whatever was left over. Now, obviously, there's two mainstays that has really helped turn this program around. Marquise Noel and Ish Mashud being the leaders that they are, turn into be leaders, I should say, from the Bruce Weber dumpster fire, if you want to say that. But yeah, just looking at it from not from a closer aspects, but just from a fan perspective, alumni, you got to be impressed with what he and his staff have done within, 4 months, something like that, since Jerome Tang was hired by Gene Taylor, the athletic director here at K-State, and turn this thing around. It's been impressive, and he finally wrapped up his pretty much roster for this year, adding another player. Over the weekend, last weekend, he added in sophomore transfer Anthony Thomas from Tennessee Martin. Wait, let me get this right. Olympus Prep Academy / Tennessee Martin back in Tallahassee, Florida. I know where Tallahassee is. They're to a financial agreement within the program for the upcoming season. And this is another guy, a combo guard who can play multiple positions, who has the length and size at 6'7", 180, arrives at K-State after playing last year at Tallahassee Community College in Tallahassee, Florida, where he averaged 11 points and almost 5 rebounds a game in helping the Eagles win 21 games in one of the more premier nation's top junior college leagues, the Panhandle Conference, where he played in 22 games, got 4 starts as a freshman at UT Martin back a year before that, back in 2020-2021, where he averaged 9 points and almost 3 rebounds per game as well. Jerome Tang, Coach Tang, said of Anthony, Quote, he's another great addition to our team, and we are excited to welcome him and his family to K-State. He goes on to say, quote, we're really pleased to add a player of his caliber this late in recruiting season. We like both his size and skill set, and think he will grow into a productive player once he gets around our elite staff. We can't wait to get him to campus and in front of Wildcat Nation! Exclamation point. It is a great day to be a Wildcat, as Jerome Tang said right off the bat in his press conference. Yes, yes, yes. So, man, and then, of course, just reading up on something quickly on him, over the weekend, he went inside Choco Lucha. This was from Ryan Gilbert, who works at the Powercat 27 Sports. And, of course, I listened to Tim Fitzgerald's podcast, the Powercat podcast, where Ryan Gilbert's on that, and where he works at Taco Lucha. So I just want to throw that out there. Anyways, he tweeted out he saw, or he might have been there. He might have been there when Coach Chang went in there and wanted to meet up with a K-State freshman who wanted to meet him. They chatted for a little bit, and he after that he just walked out. He didn't order food, no nothing like that. So already 4 months on the job, this dude, Coach JT, Jerome Tang, has got us hooked up. It's got a lot of guys, at least my coworkers that work, my new coworkers now got work now, very pumped up about the, they needed, obviously, a culture change around here, particularly basketball. So now you got Chris Kleiman, Jerome Tang, they're already good buddies. If you've not been paying attention already, you've seen pictures of the two of them hanging out, Jerome Tang hanging out at the practice of Chris Kleiman. And we'll probably see, well, once football season comes to a close, you'll probably see Chris Kleiman return the same favor as well. But, yeah, you already see Jerome Tang hanging out at the football practices. You now have seen the pictures already. But, man, you got to like the vibe. And, yes, when the Keontae, when I, on, back on the, over the weekend, yes, I did say, despite Keontae Johnson signing, coming here to K-State. Right. Fact that is, yes, he changes the game. I understand that completely because I've seen him with my own two eyes. Well, not in person, but I've seen him at Florida do his thing, right? Because my other college team, the Florida Gators, you've heard me say this a bunch of times on the Pro Project podcast, right? I mean, yes, that's a big sway in momentum to how this roster looks. We're right there on definitely in the cusp of competing to try to get in the NCAA tournament. Did I say the already NCAA team? No. But I did say that we are a big step closer to that. And I got to see this whole entire team with my own two eyes once the season starts. I can sit here and talk to you guys about numbers and whatnot. But until that point, I got to see it on the basketball court. But when you look down this roster, you're looking at a couple of transfers from the SEC. Again, let's just wrap this one big wrap up, right? Again, with the, oh my goodness, with the Anthony Thomas get, right? Now, Keontae Johnson, Desi Steele. Desi Steele's coming from an SEC background where he was an impact player off the bench. Same thing with Thomas. Johnson, a starter. Noel, a starter. And you throw in the other stay. Ishmael Shood, also a starter. Cam Carter, Drell Corbett, SEC. Desi Steele's SEC. Tykeel Green, a transfer, right? Bayomi Ebola, right? I might say that wrong, sorry. But he also a transfer with size and length. Naquan Tomlin, also a transfer. Taj Manning, the other stay. A lot of people overlook this. And Taj Manning, the other who gets lost in this, was a Bruce Weber recruit. Stay sweat. He's going to be a factor. Dorian Finnis, a recruit right here in the city, right? Jumps on board. David Nickerson, right? Where did he come from? He came from Virginia Tech, where Virginia Tech has made a couple of appearances in the NCAA tournament and was a factor coming off the bench. And he started a few games as well. So, again, this... this... Hang on a second. Okay. This could very well be, you know, a Sorry about that, folks. Yeah, so this could be definitely, when you look at, when you put this all together, folks, yeah, this could definitely be a tournament team. Am I going to say that yet? No, I'm not going to say that yet. Yet until I see the entire, it's going to take quite a bit for all these guys, the transfer players, that this staff and Coach Tang has got to gel. And we talked about this summer on this podcast with me and Alex all together. So definitely, this is up and down a most impressive roster. They basically got rid of that trash roster and transforming it into what they want in particularly. And I'm impressed, especially you top it off, obviously, with the Keontae Johnson get, which is humongous in terms of trying for your NCAA tournament chances. So, hey, man, again, check back with me once the men's basketball season gets into 4 or 5 games. We'll see where everybody's at. It's right there. This roster's right there with the K-State women. Yes, I know, with the genders. Yeah, but the K-State women's team got something, because I haven't talked about their latest recruit either. So, yeah, man, there's a lot to be optimistic now if you're a big basketball fan here in Manhattan, Kansas. And Jerome Tang, they've done a hell of a job. And it's just all about now getting everybody gelled on the, get everybody on the same page. We'll see what happens there. But now, let's get everybody on the court. Let's work on some things, practice, get everybody on board here. And Jerome Tang definitely sent a message when he first came on board. Got rid of that trash. You don't want to win. Get out of here. And, hey, let's go to work. And we'll see what we're going to do. Definitely excited about this men's basketball team now that the final pieces are in place now, at least for this year. But they got a lot of things in place right now for 2024. You already got the future backcourt already. And also, they got another player that I don't have information on at the time being. So, focus on Anthony Thomas getting it done in the final piece of this roster here, and things are looking up here for 2024 K-State men's basketball here coming in the fall. Huge, huge there as well. Anthony Thomas, welcome to K-State, dog. You're the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast there. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You have not, and other platforms out there, you have not listened to the last two episodes of the PPBW. Those are must listens. Go back, check it out. Obviously, we had the on director of All Campus Recruiting, Matty Gage, on, which entering this week had the most downloads to this point, probably the most downloads of this podcast. I gotta double check that. So that speaks highly of that episode as well. Go back and check it out, as well as wrapping up the K-State football roster and recapping the season opener with soccer in episode 115 of that episode as well. We got our predictions coming up solely. And we'll talk about the captains as well. So it'll be football-based episode as well. And then, of course, next week, we're going to be previewing South Dakota, the home opener of 2022 football season. Can't come soon enough. We appreciate you for listening to the PPPD edition of this podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats. You've been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.